You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. You'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Sponsored by NABCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NABCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for pre-cash production labor. Check them out at concreteindustries.com. Also, Hour 3 sponsored by Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 833rd in Yankee Hill.
People are in a little bit of a funk today, so yes. We know that opening peanut butter will get you out of it. So is the smell of a new truck or a new car.
Ask Sean about peanut butter.
That's a great smell. So if you want to get yourself out of this funk, just get out and see Mike.
It's a smell.
It is. And all of a sudden, guess what? The game from Iowa will go away. All of a sudden, you have that new truck. You're going, okay, that all goes away. I'm happy now.
Even if peanut it's only for a few moments,
yeah,
do it.
So today's your day to buy the truck.
Get out there.
Get out there.
We are joined now by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. We got to go rapid fire. We're short on time. Sean, good morning. Last night, Nebraska falls to Iowa 57-52. Defense, not the problem. Offense was. Are you concerned right now with five games to go about how this season is trending? Sean, are you calm right now?
Yeah, it just depends how it's officiated. I mean, the way Iowa played last night, that's great. They got the win.
Uh-oh.
But, like, on a neutral tournament setting, I don't know if the way they played would always be officiated that way. I mean, they can grab and pull and tackle and throw them stuff. I mean, that's fine. And hold the ball the whole shot clock. I got them to win last night, but that's not a long-term style to win in March. The ball went their way. Nebraska missed a few plays, and they had a few things go against them with the officiating. And it's about as bad as Nebraska almost could have played at times, and they still had a pretty good chance to win. And they're underdogs going in. So it was disappointing, mainly just because, you know, that Bennett starts to talk about a guy that gets under your skin.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy just doesn't go away. I mean, he is just in your face everywhere. And good player. I mean, he gave Nebraska a lot of problems last night.
Sean, this is something. Now, we didn't identify the officiating as an issue. You thought it was an issue last night.
The way the grabbing, the pulling, the pushing, yeah. I mean, there was a lot extracurricular going on.
Okay.
That, you know, like, okay, Nebraska's about to have a fast break. A guy jumps on top of Brendan Frager,
mm-hmm.
and then they call it initially a foul on the Iowa guy, and then they call it a double foul, and they just rule it incidental contact. I mean, there were just things like that, you know, with the way, and that's how McCollum's teams play. I mean, he's
okay.
been that way since Northwest Missouri State. Their game plan was pretty simple. We're not going to give Nebraska an opportunity to shoot 40 three-pointers or 35 three-pointers. We're going to milk the clock down to 30, crash the hell out of the boards, and if we miss, we'll have a chance at a rebound. If not, you know, we can draw some contact or whatever. and it worked. I mean, it was, again, I don't think the way Iowa played is going to get them very far. That's fine. They got the win last night. But
ooh, Sean, you're not happy.
I just didn't care for the way they played. I mean, that's fine. That's how, and not every officiating crew is going to allow the grabbing and pulling and some of the stuff that went on last night. And I think a lot of people watched that, said the same thing.
Okay. Now, does
you guys didn't think that? That's such a kind of
well,
surprising.
I think so, but that's been the case many games, though. They're allowing people to grab Price, and Fred's been very adamant.
Price Sanford.
To stop that, but it hasn't changed a lot of games. They have not called those for fouls recently, Sean, in recent games.
Yeah, it was more last night. I mean, some of the stuff last night was tough. I mean, Nebraska couldn't even move. But when you're a jump shooting team that relies on the handoffs and the high screens, you know, they just were going to eat the crap out of those plays and just force you to get to the rim. And they needed to get to Rink probably a little bit more down low. And Frager needed to get to the rim more because Iowa obviously had a really good game plan to kind of just eat up those screens and not allow any kind of motions.
God dang, I don't know who's taking this loss harder, Sean or Jake.
It might be Sean.
My 12-year-old daughter was worse last night. You should have seen how upset she was.
But Carly?
No, it's just the whole Iowa thing's getting old. I mean, hearing that Let's Go Hawks and the FU Sanford. I mean, Sanford didn't want to leave Iowa. The coach left. He transferred. I mean, it's kind of funny how much heat he took for leaving Iowa in that arena last night.
Sean, that arena was hot. And that game here, whatever date that is.
March 8th.
That is going to be a hot arena. This is.
Yes.
It's on. I mean, what did you. Okay, now does Fred need to go deeper into his bench?
Well, who is that? Is that Garcia?
No.
Is it Leo Curtis? I mean, the eighth guy just hasn't been there for Nebraska. I mean, they've been pretty stuck at seven. But you'd like to see somebody emerge, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, I think they're pretty set with that. Seven. Look, Iowa played their guys the whole game. I mean, Sturt doesn't leave the floor.
No, he doesn't. He played 40 minutes. Okay, Sean, shift gears. You know what, Thursday, I don't know if it's confirmed yet. I think we're going to have football availability Thursday. Matt Rhule will obviously lead all of that. I think the two coordinators will be on hand and a few players. What are the three key areas that Nebraska must address this spring?
Well, they've got to obviously get this defensive scheme established and kind of what it needs to be. It's obviously a big transition. Going from the 3-3-5 officially to the 4-2-5 and that side of it. Obviously, with the quarterback change, everything they did before was built around Dylan Raiola.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have a completely new style at quarterback with Anthony Calandria. And, you know, what will that look like with Dana Holgorsen? What do they really get in and establish? Those are probably two of the biggest things in the line of scrimmage. I mean, you're going to see three portal offensive linemen, three portal defensive linemen that are going to come in, and you've got to implement that line of scrimmage and see what those guys can give you, especially on the offensive line where three of the five could be from the portal of your starters.
I'm looking at the quarterback spot, Sean, and everyone assumes it's going to be Calandria, but Kalen started games at Virginia. Latif started at Nebraska. What does that battle look like to you this spring and into the fall?
Well, I don't know if Kalen actually started. He came in the Wake Forest game, right, for the injured guy, and that was his one game. He was 18-28 off the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, Calandria started 31 games in his career. I mean, that's as many as any quarterback returning in college football, and he was the Mountain West Player of the Year. Could Daniel Kalen have been the Mountain West Player of the Year? Could Latif have been the Mountain West? Probably not. I mean, so I think, you know, I don't want to – I mean, yeah, he's got to play well this spring, but he's the guy. I mean, there's – the on paper, his statistical season last year would have been the all-time best season in Nebraska football history in terms of total rushing and passing yards. So he's a dynamic quarterback with a lot of experience, as much experience as any returning starter in college football with 33 games of playing experience. So, you know, you can't have a guy as more – they almost got pretty fortunate, to be honest, to be able to pivot to Calandria as –
You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. you'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Quickly as they did when Kenny Minchie decommitted. But yeah, the depth is going to be there. The competition is going to be there. Kalen obviously, comes in with some experience last year. And then obviously Lateef got the experience last year.
Yeah, Sean, the way I operate, this is Calandria's job. I don't look at it. I know Matt Rhule is going to characterize it as a battle, and I don't think it's a battle. I think they brought in Calandria to be the guy. Now, here's the question. How much different is the offense going to look? It's going to look different. How much different?
I think the rhythm and the tempo. I mean, one thing about what we saw the last couple of years with Dylan Raiola and Holgorsen, the pace of the offense was much slower than I think a lot of people anticipated. You know, they were more of a 60-snap-a-game unit. And will they pump up the tempo a little bit? Will they be more like 70, 80 snaps? I don't know what that looks, but the overall tempo just maybe wasn't what we thought when Dana first came here. I mean, the Wisconsin game, you go back to his like first year, there was moments like, wow, this is going to be really fun. But then I felt like over time they had to slow it down, and a lot of that might have been to protect the defense too.
Sean, always good stuff. Thank you for the
rapid
time.
Fire.
We'll chat with you again next week.
All right, guys, thanks.
Husker Lions, Sean Callahan.
Wow, Sean did not like the way that game was officiated.
Apparently not.
He was angry. Sean was angry. Now, did you see it? I wasn't sitting there watching the game going, they can't win because these officials.
When the game was over, I didn't look at Laura and go, what happened? Officiating.
I didn't.
There was a lot of contact on the other side where we didn't get called. I thought the... Yep. I mean, there was times I'm like, that's a foul on us. And they didn't call it. So when you start talking about calls that go your way, and you say, okay, pick them out. Okay, there's eight of them. And then Iowa gets to pick their eight out. They're going to have the same thing on the other side.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
It's going to be balanced itself out. That was not a time where, if I'm Fred, I doubt Fred's going into this one going like, guys, I don't have to tell you. I don't know how you win a game like that because of the officials. Huh. He won't say one word about the officials. No. He's going to be talking about offensive rebounds. I mean, was that an officiating problem?
No.
The 12-2 number?
No.
I mean, I don't think that was where the... I mean, was there some calls? I thought the screen on Rink even was not a correct call.
Rink was pissed about that.
When I first saw it, I thought it was. That could be. Replayed it, no. And the announcer said that, probably missed it. But, I mean... The guy got leveled a little bit. I mean, so, but
Stairs,
I,
yeah.
But here's what Sean's getting at. I get it. I get this part. It just in an overall sense, if the refs are letting them play, it probably does work against Nebraska, and it works particularly against Nebraska because of Sanford. They're going to hold him. They're going to do whatever they can to negate his movement because that's how he gets his open shots off movement, off what Fred's doing to get him open, and he is getting held. Now, I don't necessarily see it. I'm just kind of going by what Robin wrote. And he's not physical. I mean, Sanford's not a physical player. So that now, if I were a coach, I'd say, get him, rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, and I didn't look at the game either. I didn't evaluate Iowa at all. Where you know, where Sean was very much adamant about their style is not going to move on. Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't. I'm not looking at Iowa going like I think that's a deep run team. I think they can really get some mix of noise. I don't think so. That's why they lost to Maryland by.
Well, everything went their way. They don't expect to make a run in the first. I mean, this is a good outing so far. It's a good campaign by Ben McConnell.
I don't know. I'm not sold on that. I'm not. They're a little scary to me.
Well, against everybody because they're going to slow it down, so you have a chance. But once what with the teams that beat them, what'd they do? All of a sudden, they got up on them a little bit, 6 to 8 points, and all of a sudden, this is not working.
Well, one thing that McCollum said was informative. They haven't played defense like that. They did, and then they played really good defense for a period. Then they went into a lull, and he said, "We played well last night." They don't always play defense like that. That's my point.
So this goes back now to the Purdue game and the Iowa game. You could tell which team wanted it more. In the first half of the Purdue game, you could tell they were hungry to win.
They had to win.
Iowa, again, it was a 5-point game. It wasn't like they were down by 16 like they were to Purdue, Nebraska was.
See, this is the thing about playing in a conference, any conference. When you get into this time of year, you're going to run into that. That's
desperate teams.
We don't build it into the overall discussion going in, but you have to build that in. You're going to run into teams in February that have to win, and you're going to catch them on their home floor, and they're going to be a bear to beat, even if they're not that good, because they're going to play like
they're trying to get a massive win.
Oh, they're playing like their lives depend on it, and in some ways, their jobs depend on it. Yep. So, again, analytics doesn't cover that. If you just stare at an analytics sheet, it doesn't cover that.
Story.
Yeah, it doesn't cover that. But I just thought that game last night, I was watching it, and I hate to say it, Jake. I know it bothers you, but I was in awe of the way I was playing defense.
I was like, I was too.
I was like, oh, my God, Nebraska can't get anything. Mm-hmm. And Rink, he just can't do it against a team like that that has the interior guys that are athletic. It's hard. It's hard
for him. But at the same time, Iowa's interior guys aren't overly big.
Like they're not
that
big.
You look at Purdue, big dudes. You know, Illinois, big guys. Not the same for Iowa. Well, they're just tough.
Yeah, they're tough. And Banks is really good defender. I mean, he's a. You don't want him around. If you have,
you're gonna see what's Iowa's remaining schedule.
They got a tough schedule.
You're gonna see him in a game here too. Get beat by 25. You will. You're gonna see him just get run off the court.
They don't score very well.
Iowa's remaining schedule again. They're 19-7, 9-6 in conference.
9-6.
They will play at Wisconsin Sunday.
Okay, tough one.
Okay, well, who wins that? I mean, Wisconsin, right?
To take the Badgers.
Wisconsin just got embarrassed a little bit.
Yep, they got to win.
Then Iowa will host Ohio State, who just had a massive win last night. Should win that game. Should, but that's a bubble game.
Going to Ohio State.
Then they travel to Penn State, who is not good at all.
Yeah. Layup.
And then Iowa will host Michigan on Thursday the 5th.
No chance.
And then they'll close at Nebraska Sunday the 8th.
They might not make the tournament.
No.
Right? They were seen as an 8 seed yesterday before the turn. Like on bracket 8 or 9.
Okay, am I wrong on that? Yeah. I mean, look at the rest of the schedule.
Well, they're going to beat Penn State. They should beat Ohio State. That's 21 wins then.
Remember, 21 wins means nothing.
I probably missed.
That's 11, conference wins. 11-9.
Okay, now keep going. 11-9.
They could beat Nebraska.
Yeah. Bubble. I'll just say bubble.
They won't be Michigan.
Can we say bubble?
They could beat Wisconsin. They could.
I mean,
I don't expect it, but they could.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that can happen, but I don't think that's happening. Bubble, right?
Which makes them all the more desperate against Nebraska on March
8th. Are you saying they're more than a bubble team?
Bracketology has an 8 or 9 seed as of yesterday, which is, again, if you lose out, you're out. But right now they're somewhat comfortable.
That game in Lincoln is going to be incredible.
Because Penn State does nothing for you.
No.
Beating them, it does nothing. It can only kill you.
I mean, what I'm talking about, though, is that I'm not saying rivalry necessarily. It's just people are going to remember the way that game looked. They're going to remember the F. Sanford chance. They're going to remember Fred hitting the phone out of that guy's hand. Then the crowd is going to be really hot that day.
I agree.
Do not lose to Iowa.
Oh, Jake will be there. Jake's going to need a ticket, Breakers.
Jake's going to be combative.
Yes. I wonder if John will have that ticket again. John had to console him.
You might want to go with John to keep Jake under control.
John did a good job.
We and John lost that game.
I know, but John also,
but he also monitored you very closely.
He said John was bad juju.
No. I was together. We were bad juju for the team, not John.
Don't come at John.
Collectively,
don't come at
I was
John.
The bad juju.
We're not
me.
Coming. At, we're not coming at Holdridge. You're not
it
doing
was me.
That.
When we come back, one Hold national it. Writer thinks higher of Nebraska than probably anybody locally does. I'll tell you who that is next. An early break in the ticket.
Hold it.